guest analyst this afternoon, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Allison, looks like after a kind of a two-sided trading day, we didn't wander very far, but we're going to end the day a little bit higher here in the grains.
Yeah, really good to see. I know we are kind of sad to see some of those high gains that we had on the overnight drift away today, but overall, still a really good close for the day, and hopefully it leads us into a higher close for the week. That's ultimately kind of what we're watching here, our weekly charts, for a look of a change in trend. And closing good tomorrow would definitely set the page for a better trade going forward and into next week. Again, we have USDA report next Thursday, so it's always full of positioning ahead of that. But getting a good close to the week would definitely look good going into a week of a USDA report.
What are we looking for in that number?
Well, most are looking for estimates to come in very close to where the USDA was for their February outlook form. So again, we're looking for higher soybeans, lower corn, and wheat acres. But again, always a toss-up. I know this year, especially since markets have pulled back over the past couple of months, there has been a lot of talk of other crops going in the ground, a lot of specialty crops, and we're known up here to be the swing acre area. So there's a good chance that we could see some surprises in the report. The corn acres, on the other hand, could come in higher too. I've talked to plenty of people over the past couple of months who are looking at corn just from a cash flow standpoint. So the USDA is known for some surprises, so I'm sure we'll get something along the lines to give us a mixed bag next week. But again, it's just another unknown of where they're actually going to fall. Now, they won't update full production forecast until the May 10th report. So just acres next Thursday. Beyond that, we have to wait for yields and production numbers till May.
Yep. Does the quarterly stocks get much attention or not?
You know, they really don't. Everyone's so excited to see what the acres are, good, bad, or otherwise. But quarterly stocks will be released as well. And overall, they are looking for some pretty high numbers for corn. But that's not really surprising to the trade. We know we had good production last year. So it is expected that we will see some higher numbers there. But again, it's the outlook for next year that's really got the trade's focus moving forward.
Okay. How about livestock? What happened over there today?
Yeah, well, they came tumbling down today. We saw lower trade pretty much across the board other than a couple of front month contracts. But some of that, I would guess, has to just do with outside markets. We've been looking at inflation and what the Feds are going to be doing with interest rates going forward, and I think that kind of set the tone on the overnight. We actually had stocks actually trade lower. Grains were higher. A lot of commodities were higher. And then that kind of gave way by this morning. But overall, it just seems like there is some inflation trading going on. And I think the trade is well aware that inflation isn't necessarily going in the right direction here that they want to see for rate cuts this year. So I think it's still on everybody's mind, and I have a feeling some of those things are catching wind, especially when you're looking at really high prices on the livestock side. We get inflation coming back in on already high prices. I think it's going to be hard to sustain, whereas grains, we're sitting not that far off a three-year low. It definitely looks better for a buying opportunity.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
I would just make sure you're looking at positioning and having some orders in place ahead of next week's report. I'm sure there'll be some excitement, but even just from last night's trade, it's obviously important to have orders working. You just never know how much of a gain we could see on just an overnight session alone, and you don't want to miss it.
Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.